You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 1.
Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast.
Hi there. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. This is the first episode of our podcast, and it is also the first episode in our series focusing on foundations of career development, specifically for women attorneys and diverse lawyers. In this first series, we will be discussing the importance of being intentional when it comes to your career path and why it is crucial to develop a career plan. As a diverse female lawyer, I know firsthand the unique challenges that you face and the obstacles that can be in your path. And I want to assure you that being intentional and having a plan will be decisive in helping you achieve the level of success that you want. So we are here to help you navigate these waters and to help tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you are. Visit QODPOD.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. Before we begin, I would like to take a few moments to introduce myself. I am Ari Alvarez, and I am a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm where I have been practicing law for almost a decade. Prior to that, I was a partner at a Hispanic-owned, mid-sized, full-service corporate firm. Both firms are strongly committed to diversity and inclusion, and both have mentoring and career development and professional development programs for their lawyers. And this includes programs that are specifically targeting the career development of women attorneys and of diverse attorneys. And at both of these firms for about 2 decades, I have been involved with this type of firm program, either as a mentor, as a diversity partner, as a supervising attorney, or in other roles. And I have seen how lawyers participating in these initiatives develop professionally and how they make partner and obtain leadership roles within the firm. So my involvement in these initiatives and my desire to help boost the careers of other attorneys, particularly women attorneys and diverse attorneys, this has prompted me to become a certified career coach. And with this coaching training that I have received, I have been able to further expand the tools with which I can help lawyers develop their careers. So the Legally Balanced Podcast is my way to share tips, guidance, experiences with lawyers that may be currently walking down the road that I have walked before. My goal is to help you avoid the pitfalls and the challenges, the obstacles that many women lawyers and diverse lawyers face on their path to professional growth, and also to identify some unique opportunities that may be there for the taking. I am, however, fully aware that your time is valuable, and this is why each weekly episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast will be short, sweet, and to the point. There is absolutely no fluff here, I promise you that. My intention is for each weekly episode to last around 50 minutes and for it to discuss one specific topic that is part of a larger series or subject. Along with most of the episodes, I intend to provide either a cheat sheet, checklist, or some other resource that can help you work through the topic of the episode. So as I mentioned earlier, this first series of the podcast focuses on the foundations of career development. And this first episode addresses the importance of being intentional and having a plan. So let's dig into that. Many lawyers graduate from law school, they take and pass the bar exam, and they start working at a firm. They focus on doing good work and making their billable hours budget, but they usually do all of this kind of on autopilot. It's just the normal thing to do all of these things. It's what everybody else is doing, so they just go along with it. Many just follow the motions and go with the flow without thinking about what they want their career to look like or how to design their career path. When it comes to diverse attorneys, many are the first in their family to hold a law degree, which can be challenging because these lawyers may not have role models or natural mentors to help them develop a plan that steers their careers in the right direction. So in the case of diverse lawyers, it is even more likely that they will go with the flow since they may not have a whole lot of guidance around them on how to plan and design their career path. I'm here to tell you that you must think about what you want your career to look like from day one. That is, from the day you graduate law school and pass your bar exam. It is very easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, focusing on billing hours and checking off items from your to-do list, and then realize several years in that you are unsure of where your career is headed. And it could be even worse than that. You may know where you want to go, but at some point realize that you have made all of the wrong choices and that you are totally off track. So the challenge facing diverse lawyers is that, as I mentioned earlier, diverse attorneys often don't come from a family of lawyers. Most don't have longstanding connections or mentors in the legal field that can provide them crucial guidance and information necessary in order for them to make the right career choices. No one is telling them that they need to network, develop business, and do many other things besides doing good work in order to get ahead. And not knowing this often places a diverse lawyer at a disadvantage when you compare them with others who have been mentored and who know the ropes around the legal profession. In fact, there are a lot of studies and reports out there, and I'm sure that you have seen quite a few of these, that document how women lawyers and diverse lawyers are underrepresented in the partnership ranks at firms and how law firms have difficulties retaining diverse talent, among other statistics. So let me be clear. This doesn't mean that a woman attorney or a diverse attorney cannot reach the same professional success as a non-diverse lawyer, but the trajectory will likely be different, and it does require us to use all of the aces up our sleeve. You need to take control over your career path. And so you may ask, how do I do that? How do I take control over my career? And well, you know, this is going to probably sound simple, but the first thing that you need to do is evaluate where you want to be in your career. And then you should analyze where you are right now. Then you have to develop a strategy that is going to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Attorneys who think about what they want their career to look like in 1, 5, or even 10 years, and who develop a strategy to reach their objectives, have a far greater chance of achieving their goals. And one tool that helps with this process is the career plan, which is kind of a business plan, but for your career. And my point is, don't let your career move forward on autopilot. Think about what you want to accomplish professionally, anticipate any challenges or any roadblocks, and make a plan that tackles the obstacles that you anticipate you're going to face and that gets you where you want to go. So in the next episode, we are going to talk about the specific stages of developing a career plan. But for now, your homework is to consider where you want to be. Where do you want to see your career in 1, 5, or 10 years? And in order to help you with this, we have put together a worksheet that is going to help you go through this analysis, through this process. You're going to find it and you're going to be able to download it from the show notes for this episode. So remember that with the right plan, you can level the playing field and achieve your professional goals. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal-setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post. And we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast.
For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.